The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we're going to take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal, quite simple, provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, proven methods to help you either start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing, or some triumphs that you may have had as well. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and some unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, publications, books, concepts, resources, a lot of tools that we've used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. We do this because we know as a business owner that many people have a hard time keeping up with everything from the latest apps to tap into, and we've had a couple of programs about apps, publications that we've run across that have been very useful, Google updates, updates to YouTube, where the whole marketing forum is going in terms of online marketing, which is what we're going to be talking about today, digital marketing for your business. If you have any comments or questions, we'd like you to call us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We did get quite a few emails with regards to the importance or the ineffectiveness of having an app for your business. So we are going to schedule another show topic about that as well. If you have any specific questions you want answered about that, please email us. Again, that number is info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services, we are a unique and highly effective methodology to successfully market your business online. What we do is we create everything incorporated into our monthly package with SEO, video SEO, content, social media, digital, which is what we're going to be talking about today, YouTube marketing, app marketing, social media, you name it, we do it. It's one-stop shopping. Our entire package creates the entire toolbox that you need to create a permanent, massive online presence within the major search engines, including YouTube. And we even include a state-of-the-art website if needed. Many of you are operating online with very outdated websites, and that is probably marketing 101. Because you need to ensure that your content does remain fresh and relevant to your intended audience. And not only that, but you need to make sure that it complies with Google and YouTube, Bing and Yahoo mandates. So it is extremely important to ensure that your website is up to date and mobile and iPad ready. If you'd like additional information, you can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of this show. I mean, really, you know, we've been going strong now for some time and put out a lot of great information. We invite our listeners to, you know, go back to our past episodes and past shows, and I guarantee you're going to find something in there that can help your business and really help you to succeed in the new digital online age, which really, you know, kind of dovetails into what today's show is about, digital marketing and why that's important and effective for a business, and why business owners need to, you know, need to embrace, you know, effective digital marketing.
Right. I had an interesting conversation with a potential client that's going to be coming on with us yesterday, and he was talking about how to divide his budget, his yearly budget or monthly budget, up for traditional marketing versus digital marketing. What would you do? How would you answer that, Kyle? I'll tell you how I answered it, but I'm curious how you would have answered that.
Well, it's it goes back to you know, what we've talked about in the past with clients of ours. You know, we don't ask people to spend money to spend more money. We just ask them to spend it differently, and you know, more effectively. And so it goes down to business owners as well. We've talked in the past where you have to be flexible and you have to be willing to move and change. And so every business, they set their budgets at the end or the beginning of the new year or the end of the old year, and they're setting their budgets and getting everything outlined. And what we see sometimes is, you know, we'll go into a business and they'll say, oh, we've already spent our budget, or we've already, you know, allocated our budget. And so that to me, I look at that, and that tells me that they're very rigid on what they're doing, and they're not open or flexible to change. And as we've talked about in several shows, we're in the new age, and things change very rapidly and very quickly, and you have to be able to adjust quickly with that. And so if you've already allocated your budget and you're not open to change, that can really be you know, hindering and hurting your business for that entire year and in the long run.
Right. Well, in today's, you know, marketing forum, in terms of, you know, what's available, I think that to start your year off, even as recent as a year ago, and not allocating funds for digital marketing, I would kind of question that decision right there. So my response was, well, you know, the issue with, you know, as it pertains to video broadcast services, I really can't speak for other. Well, I can speak for other forms of marketing, but I'm going to specifically relate it to what we do. And, you know, what we do is we create a permanent, you know, you think of pay-per-click and you're running the campaign or the AdWords and you come up with a monthly budget for it and that's what you spend. And when you've exhausted that, it shuts down until the 30-day cycle rolls over again, and then it will, you know, whack your card for the $600 that you've allocated. And again, once you've burned through that, you then have to, you know, reload the gun, so to speak. So the issue with that is that, yeah, that may be great, but, you know, you're constantly spending that money. What we provide with our services is a permanent, you know, video thumbnail within the search engines and on YouTube. So it's once we lick and stick it, you know, we lick and stick the video into the search engines, they stay there permanently. So I'm not quite sure why anybody would not want to incorporate digital marketing into their business plan, even as recent as a year ago. This is nothing new. It's getting perfected month after month. It just digital marketing is really starting to gain some momentum. He had also mentioned to me that he had cut a television commercial that he was not happy with. Well, that's $3,000, you know, for production. You know, sometimes it can be even more and sometimes a little bit less to produce a commercial, then to find out that you're not really happy with what you did. So it can be a little, I don't know. I wouldn't stick to, like you said, Kyle, you know, you've got to be able to balance and realize and be able to shift gears when you know things aren't working. I think we've mentioned this on previous shows about standing at the craps table and you're losing and you keep thinking if you keep going, your luck's going to turn and you're going to win all your money back. And I think, you know, I don't know what that jump-off point is for most people, but I think you need to have that built into your marketing budget that, you know, you've got to give it so much time. Now, I know when people sell radio and television ads, they say, well, it's not instant. You know, you've got to do it for 6 months before. So, you know, maybe that's the cutoff point that you have to use, that if it's not working, you need to be able to shift gears and move into a form that is working. Digital marketing is the way everything is trending. It is predicted that by 2018, 70 to 90% of all web traffic is going to be video. I don't think we need any more compelling evidence that marketing is going the way of digital, and it's extremely important. You know, in my opening segue for the program, I talk about, you know, the importance of having an up-to-date website, and that's one piece of it. What else do we need to tackle here, Kyle, in terms of digital marketing, the importance of it for a business?
Well, it goes back to we've talked about websites. Any form of, you know, your website is your digital marketing hub, and that's kind of your foundation and your platform. And you know, we're building a website for a dentist right now, and he's been into practice for some time. I don't know when his website was originally developed, but one of the key things that's wrong with his website is it's not mobile ready. And in today's day and age, you have to have a mobile responsive website. There's no shortcuts around that. There's no getting around that. It's you have to have a mobile responsive website. Otherwise, A, you're dinged from Google, and B, if somebody does get your website on their mobile device, they're leaving because it's so difficult to navigate. End users want something that's quick, fast, and user-friendly, and if your website is none of those, they're leaving, and it's going to kill any business that you might have. So, you know, you have to look at your foundation. You have to look at what your jumping-off point is for your digital marketing campaigns, and go from there and expand from there. And again, we've talked in the past as well. Not, you know, building a website is not the end-all, be-all. You get a good website up, you get a mobile ready. But then you have to add upon that, and that's where the video marketing, the content marketing, the social media marketing all come into play, driving that traffic back to your website.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of funny how we, you know, things evolve. I mean, think back to the information age and the digital age where we first went to pagers and beepers, and you know how I mean, I don't think anybody wears a pager anymore unless they're in a hospital, and it's really just a cell phone with a text saying, you know, you need to call the emergency department or whatnot. Everything is going digital. And I think that if you are on the, you know, if you're on the tail end of your fiscal year, whatever that happens to be, and a lot of people do run it in January, and I think you need to be thinking, you know, if your marketing budget was X amount of dollars digital and the balance went to other forms of marketing, I think that you need to start looking at what it's trending, given the fact, as I said earlier, 70 to 90% of all website traffic is going to be video, and very, very soon. So it's hard for me, Kyle, even to recognize the fact that when I first started this whole video broadcast services and the whole concept, which really started germinating back in 2005, and then it picked up steam in 2007 after a couple of interesting interactions. And then it really took shape back in 2009. And video marketing is still an embryo. So that just goes to show you. So while I understand why many business owners are not quick to jump on, you know, it's like hearing about a really good stock and knowing that you should buy it. But then you want to buy it instead of when it's at $2.88 a share, and you're buying it when it's $288 a share. And, you know, you really have got to recognize that there are flags all over the field that everything is going digital, and to ignore it really does really just flies in the face of doing things the old way and getting left behind. What else before we go, Kyle?
Well, I was going to say, well, what's alarming is the number of businesses that are not embracing digital marketing yet, and you know, it's just alarming. We're in 2015, and there's still companies that are kind of you know, kicking against the pricks, if you will, and not you know, not embracing the digital age, which is going to really prove to be you know, a huge stumbling block for them now and in the future.
Definitely. But in their defense, when you don't understand it, you tend to shy away from it. And that, to me, is 90% of the problem. They don't understand it. fully, and they don't have time to learn it, and they don't have time to implement it. And for that, I tip my hat and say I completely understand. Give us a call, 888-996-9697. We can handle it for you. Again, we are out of time, but thank you for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, a website, a concept, idea, or a strategy that you've used that has proven successful for your business and could help our listeners, we'd like to chat. Give us a call, 888-996-9697, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is simple. We'd like to provide you each weekday with the most comprehensive business information available. Sometimes it's just newsworthy. We want to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business and have up-to-date information at your fingertips at all times. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins. Along with Kyle Klaus, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.